The city of Tulsa ranks in the bottom 10% for overall health care quality. A few free clinics in town are trying to combat that problem. Today and tomorrow, Catherine Roberts takes us inside the Bedlam Evening Clinic.
Every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, beginning around 4:30, a crowd begins to build in the lobby of the OU Tulsa's Family Medicine Clinic.
We're in our Family Medicine Clinic on 11th Street, and we're just about ready to kick off our evening clinic, which is our Bedlam Clinic.
That's Dr. Jerry Clancy, president of the University of Oklahoma's Tulsa campus, which runs the Bedlam Clinic. It's clear the operation is efficient.
Folks, welcome to the Bedlam Evening Clinic.
But the crowd of potential patients hoping to be seen free of charge by volunteer doctors and students makes the Bedlam Clinic's name seem apt. The group gathers around translator Josie Garcia. He gives directions in Spanish to those who will need language assistance.
You guys got that right? I'm done.
Yeah. Hey folks, welcome to the Bedlam Evening Clinic. If you have an appointment for tonight's clinic, just go ahead and...
The first step in getting seen in the clinic, known as Bedlam E, is triage. Patients fill out a short form giving details about their conditions. Staffers review the forms and select which patients will get in, based on how many and what kind of volunteers are in that night.
So, for example, if we have a gynecologist volunteering, we're going to see more women. If we have a general practice doctor, it's going to be high blood pressure and diabetes, that kind of thing. It just depends on who's volunteering tonight.
That's been the model for almost a decade now, since Bedlam E opened in 2003. And Dr. Jerry Clancy says they hit the ground running.
We were very busy right from the start. The first night that we opened had over 100 people lined up at 2 in the afternoon for a clinic that started at 6.
At first, he says, the clinic addressed a lot of immediate needs.
First person I saw had been at work for 4 months with an entirely dislocated shoulder and still doing heavy labor work.
But patients with longer-term conditions, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, also became common. So a year later, a new longitudinal clinic opened, known as Bedlam L or the L Clinic. Patients from the evening clinic could come to receive care for chronic conditions, still free of charge. Chris Allen is one of those patients. He recently came into Bedlam L with his wife Leah for a checkup.
I have a overactive thyroid.
Graves.
Which is like Graves' mm-hmm. disease.
He's been coming to the L Clinic for almost 5 years now after a different clinic diagnosed him and referred him to Bedlam. They came once to the evening clinic, says his wife Leah.
And then he got sent to this because they need to study Graves' disease with the students.
Overall, they're more than happy with their experience.
Yeah, people are fantastic.
Doctors are really informative and very friendly.
And pleasant, very pleasant.
Very personable.
They currently come in every 6 months, though that recently changed from every 3 months. The Allens have 4 daughters, and they own their own business.
So we don't have health insurance, so... it would be costly.
I don't know that we would have been able to get this kind of care, frankly.
Well, not this extensive for this long.
No, for sure.
But,
it's been a total answer to prayer.
There's limited space in the L Clinic, and Chris's unusual disease was one reason he got a place. There's also limited space in Bedlam Evening. It's not quite as busy as when it first opened, but between 50 and 75 patients usually show up each night, and a limited number of volunteers means only 20 or 30 can be seen any given night. Tune in tomorrow for one patient's first visit to Bedlam E, and for a look at how the clinics not only benefit patients, but also the students who staff them. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.